This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The pharmaceutical industry as it exists today is a giant fraudulent racket. It's a joke.
The Health Ranger Report.
It's not based on real science. They don't help people. They make people sick.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
You know, it's sad but also kind of sick that Google is now deliberately covering up a medical holocaust against children. And this is just the latest rendition of the kind of evil that has now consumed Google, or Alphabet, if you will, a corporation that once claimed to do no evil but has now become totally dominated or steeped in evil. And now, how is Google covering up this medical holocaust against children? Well, I'd like to bring your attention to a website that our nonprofit group, the Consumer Wellness Center, is launching. It's called vaccineholocaust.org. It's a nonprofit effort by the CWC to publicly name the organizations and the so-called journalists who are vaccine holocaust deniers. That is, journalists like, I don't remember their names at the moment, but they'll be listed on the site, like those at The Atlantic, which ridiculously claims that no child has ever been harmed by any vaccine whatsoever, which is just such absurd denialism. It is vaccine holocaust denialism, and they deserve to be named and shamed and publicly ridiculed for taking such an absurd position. And Google is taking the same position. So what Google is doing is cheating on their search results. They are deliberately and manually tweaking search results to downgrade the visibility of sites that are vaccine skeptics, that are science-based vaccine skeptics websites that talk about the dangers of vaccine ingredients like mercury and aluminum and so on, while at the same time Google is artificially boosting the searchability and visibility of pro-vaccine organizations that are engaged in this holocaust, this medical holocaust against children, such as CNN, New York Times, Washington Post, USA Today, the CDC, and so on. Google has decided, rather than allowing the debate about vaccines to compete on a level playing field where the best ideas rise to the top, instead they have to cheat the algorithm, even really abandon the algorithm, and engage in cheating their own search results, which is why it's now called fake search, in order to artificially punish the science-based websites that question the efficacy and safety of vaccine ingredients. So Google has decided that protecting children is less important than protecting the narrative of the vaccine holocaust collaborators, those who are actually harming children, those who are maiming children, those who are murdering children with toxic vaccine ingredients, are being protected by Google deliberately and maliciously. And I think that one day, I don't know when this day will come, one day Google will be hauled before some authority to testify on its role in these crimes against humanity, in the same way that Monsanto has just been found guilty of multiple crimes against children and crimes against humanity at the International War Crimes Tribunal hearings recently concluded on Monsanto. In fact, in many ways, Google is more evil than Monsanto, which has long been seen as the most evil corporation on the planet because of its poisoning of the food supply with glyphosate and GMOs and the way it treats farmers and so on. Well, Google treats journalists, like real independent media journalists, far worse than the way Monsanto treats farmers. Google is cutting off the revenue supply, just demonetizing everybody's YouTube channels, causing revenues to plummet by 60, 70, 80, 90%. And not just conservatives or libertarians, but even people on the left who are doing videos about permaculture or saving seeds or, channels against pesticides and glyphosate. or GMOs. They're all being cut off too, because Google has decided that it's going all in for evil. It wants to protect the corporate poisoners at all costs, even if it means the mass killing and maiming and murdering of children. Google has become the most evil entity on our planet. And it reminds me that if Google had existed during the Nazi regime, and yes, every podcast eventually mentions Hitler, doesn't it? But if Google had existed in the Nazi regime, they would have been the search engine of the Third Reich. They would have made sure that anyone who questioned Adolf Hitler was suppressed in the search engine results, or anybody who questioned the experiments on human beings, the medical experiments run by IG Farben, which is the parent corporation of modern-day Bayer. And they developed Zyklon B gas, and they tested the gas on humans, and they developed a lot of pharmaceuticals, or what became pharmaceuticals later on, based on their research using Jews as prisoners and human guinea pigs for their evil, sinister medical experiments. Google would have been defending all of that and making sure that all the search results promoted Adolf Hitler and his regime, and promoted IG Farben, and promoted the good that, quote, good in quotes, that these organizations claimed they were doing for the world. I mean, Google would have been pro-eugenics. Google would have been like, oh, the Aryan race, blah, blah, blah. Google would have been all in for that, because that's exactly what they're doing today. They're all in for Big Pharma. They're all in for the vaccine industry. They're all in for Hillary Clinton, sort of the modern day female version of, of sort of a totalitarian, insane person. Google is acting out exactly the things that you would expect them to act out if they had been the search engine of choice during the Third Reich. Now, obviously, the internet didn't exist back then, but IBM did. IBM, International Business Machines, they sold technology to the Nazis to make it more efficient for the Nazis to mass murder the Jews as part of the Holocaust. So you see, the term Holocaust here is quite apt. It is very appropriate. In fact, the Nazis were killing innocent people with chemicals that they called medicine, that were developed by medical corporations like IG Farben, just as the vaccine industry today is killing children with something that they call medicine, and they're covering it up, just like the Nazis covered it up, and Google is covering it up for them. And Google is suppressing dissent. Google is suppressing the free press. Google is suppressing real independent journalism that's seeking to blow the whistle on this medical holocaust against children that is harming so many children that to date, the U.S. government has now paid out over $3.5 billion in damage awards to children who were maimed and sometimes killed by toxic vaccines. And that, I've got an article coming out about that on Natural News, just citing the government's own report, the government's own statistics. Tens of thousands of children have been have gone through the secret vaccine injury compensation program court system. It's a secret court set up by Congress to shield the vaccine industry from lawsuits in the regular court system. And yet tens of thousands of children have had their cases heard in that court system, and $3.5 billion has been paid out to those children for vaccine damage that actually happened to those children. And those are just the ones who were able to endure that court system. There are millions of children in America, across the last two or three decades since 1986, I think, when that was set up, who have been harmed by vaccines. Millions of children. Now, the Nazi Holocaust against the Jews is reported to have killed roughly about 6 million Jews. I don't think we're at 6 million children yet in the United States who have been harmed or seriously harmed or killed by vaccines, but the number is in the millions. It's definitely more than 1 million and probably less than 5 million. It's in the millions. It is a medical holocaust against children, and Google is complicit in this. Google is carrying out, Google is protecting this medical holocaust regime that preys upon children and targets children, and they're doing it deliberately, and they're doing it by cheating their search results in order to suppress sites like mine, naturalnews.com, which was, of course, de-indexed by Google for 6 days for a completely made-up fictional reason, because they wanted to silence us and silence... Like, we had articles right then coming out about vaccines, by the way, and who knows if that's why they decided to delist us at that time. But Google has clearly decided that it wants to protect the industry that is committing a medical holocaust against children. So if you work for Google, you are working for an evil entity. You're working for Darth Vader. You're working for the Empire. You should be ashamed of yourself. If you think you're a good person and you have a job at Google, those ideas are contradictory. You can't be a good person and work for an evil corporation that allows this kind of medical predatory pursuit of children that harms and maims children and then covers it up and lies about it. You're evil. You should find a different line of work, in my opinion. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. One day, you know, all of this is going to come out. Even Google can't cover it up. It's going to be shame upon Google and all the people who work there and all the people who invest in that company for their crimes against humanity, which are now beyond the Monsanto scale of evil. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. And yeah, I know Google's going to keep censoring me. I don't care at this point, because they're so damn evil. Somebody's got to stand up and speak out against them. I'm not going to be silent just because they try to intimidate me. You know, screw them. I'm here to protect the children. I am not going to stay silent while Google is advocating these policies that are murdering children in America and all around the world. Shame on you, Google. Shame on your employees. Shame on your executives. Shame on you for your censorship and for your complicit actions in this crime against humanity. You should be held accountable. Your executives should be thrown in prison for what you are doing. You are evil.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body. Things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science. The best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified, for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science.
we do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.